Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Second Chance Lifestyle Show.
But Donna, she did come in at 16.
Real.
We like to support each other by charging vaguely around the same amount of money.
Holy!
Now, reaching out to you from beautiful British Columbia, Canada, it's Ken and Lisa. Hello, everyone.
Hello.
We apologize for a bit late today. Technical difficulties.
Again.
Well, it's
not my fault.
I guess it's the fault of the fairy in the sky.
Doesn't like me, the technology, I tell you.
Mm.
So we're back. Oh, hello, everyone. I'm Lisa. I'm a clinical hypnotherapist. And you are?
And you know who I am already. I am I'm Ken.
And
what am I today? Today, I'm the...
You're drunk.
No.
Oh.
I don't know what I am today. I'm the host. Yeah, I'm the host of the show.
But I'm also the co-host.
All right, host and co-host, there. Introduction is done.
Yeah. So today is October 12th.
The year, 2014.
2014, and tomorrow is Canadian Thanksgiving. So all the Canadians, happy Thanksgiving.
Which means Thanksgiving in Canada.
Yeah, Canadian Thanksgiving.
Yeah. I want to clarify for the Yankees.
Oh, yeah. And, so it's been about a month. We've been really busy. A month since we did our last show. Haven't you? You've been quite busy.
Extremely, extremely busy. So much stuff to do. Too much stuff. But we're thinking we'll do a quick show, tonight. And
we actually got a brand new microphone, so hopefully we sound crystal clear. So.
Well, let's put this.
It's fine where it is.
Oh,
it's supposed to be there.
So it won't block the flow of the sound.
So now I can speak normally. I have to lean over every time, so that's good. So yeah, now we're in fall. We're in fall. And the days are getting shorter, and people are stuck inside more. Mm-hmm.
And what else?
So yeah, it's a cozy. We got two little mascots, two little kitties.
We have two pussies. Oh, we forgot the one most important thing. Speaking of the Queen, you know, Scotland tried to leave the UK, which I have no idea why they would even contemplate such a thing.
I was reading online that some of those ballots were false. A lot of what people did want to leave. So. No.
They will never leave England. But anyway, the point I'm getting is, once the Queen discovered Scotland was not leaving, she, you know, apparently the Prime Minister, the British Prime Minister, said she purred like a kitty on the phone, and the Queen caught wind and gave him a simple lashing. You know, for that. And
yeah, I'm sure she.
He had to apologize. No, he had to actually apologize to the Queen for that, which he should. You know.
I think the Queen is the biggest fish to fry. Like worrying about how you pay for all the things.
Well, she said she did not appreciate being told or hearing that she purred, quote purred.
Anyway, all right. So today's show, interesting topic I saw online. About the higher rate of divorce if you spend more on your wedding and more on an engagement ring. So that kind of, I found that quite interesting.
Oh, really? Why?
Yeah. It makes me wonder why people are spending all this money on weddings and engagement rings.
Because the poor bloke has gotten so blindsided. And next thing you know, he's hearing the bells and he now has a wife, and then the minute he says I do, his life has changed forever.
Well, I guess it's your life too, but
well.
But keep talking a second. I thought I was gonna say something, but I forgot.
You said why are they spending so much money on these rings? And I met a bloke actually. He spent $10,000 on a wedding ring. I said, mate, are you mental? What the fuck? What are you doing? And he said, "Fuck, I love her. I love her." And 2 years later, they're now divorced. He pays a bit of vagina money, I mean, also alimony. And I said, "See, you never ever listen to me, do you not?" And now he's thinking of doing it again, another bird.
Oh, and I was gonna say, I heard someone say once that having a wedding is just like having a big party. The real hard work starts the day after the wedding when you're married to the person. Yeah, you spend all this money on just having a party. That's fine, but you gotta wake up to the person next day. Makes you wonder if people are splurging all this money because they had to prove something.
Well, they don't even have the money to spend. Often it's on plastic or perhaps the family.
I haven't been to too many weddings, but things I witnessed, I think. I'll be surprised if there's competition at weddings with these girls and like, look, I got this and that. I wonder. The bird's like, I got this.
That's what Tom Leica said on Tom Leica's show, actually. Oh, by the way, if you wish to call in.
If you have a phone number or you can send us a message in the chat room. And what's the phone number?
516-595-8091. Is the chat room open?
We better open it here. It's not open. I think it's a little different now. Oh.
I guess. Oh, yeah. Launch chat.
I have to do it slowly. I don't want to lose the show here. Like, one time I think we lost the show.
So,
it makes me wonder why people are spending all this money on these engagement rings. Especially since half, you know, marriage is probably more than half now, and divorce. Yeah, I don't know. It's quite interesting to ponder that.
Totally.
Do people think about why do you want to get married? Especially now, if you let the person common law, you'll have the same benefits if you're married.
Exactly. Yeah, good. Yeah, answer this. What is your opinion, if you say?
I can only talk from a woman's point of view. They still want, I guess, that stuff that society says that you should do. Get married, have a mortgage. But that'll be me on Halloween. You know?
Yeah.
No. Have kids. You know, do all the things you're supposed to do.
But how many clients come to us that are married, the mortgage, and that have money? lots of have money.
No, not none of those above.
Or more importantly, how many clients come to us, and they because these things in their lives, they have no money to pay. How many times has that happened?
Quite often.
And I feel bad because you can see the people are stressed, which, by the way, now we're getting, as you said, what, so many people for...
yeah, booking now for 2015.
No, for anxiety.
Oh, yeah, just recently anxiety because people are... it's a...
In stress.
Yeah, how do I explain it?
In stress.
The world can be an overwhelming place to be in. If you fall, especially if you fall prey to all the pressures, and family, doing this, what you're supposed to do, people don't really think about, what do I want to do? So no wonder there's stress and anxiety, and especially they can take a much-needed break from the kid, from the baby, from whoever.
That's one lad I knew. He's 35, and he had a heart attack 4 days ago.
That's
a good
crazy.
Mate of mine, and I was so upset. I said, "Mate, let me tell you, we're going to change your diet, number one, and we'll do you some hypnotherapy, get you sorted."
Number one, the person has to want to change, so I don't think that's going to
He says he wants it.
He says, we'll see. You know what I say, actions speak louder, so we'll see, and you just watch. But
he knows what he has to do.
Yeah, so.
He wants to take that life and just...
Yeah, I don't judge anyone for that, but there should be no reason why you're having a heart attack at that age, let alone any age.
Well, one thing, like I said, he's a single daddy. He has no money, literally. Not much family support. He told me, he said he doesn't know how he makes it day to day, or he's going to even make it when he wakes up. And this was last year, he told me this.
Yeah, but you need to find some support. There's a lot of single parents out there, and I don't know how they make it, but they do. There's a lot of social networks here, there's different programs for single parents.
The problem is, he's just such a nice lad. The system just really just...
No, but there's a lot of resources in the community. It's not going to cost a lot. But the person has to want it.
You know, his life was so much easier before. I mean, he loves his son, mind you, but his life was so much easier.
Oh, yeah, coulda, woulda, shoulda, but now this is going on right now, so you know, what's he going to do?
I mean,
next 20 years, what's he going to do?
I had some advice for him, and I won't say on the air what I said, but had he chosen to listen to me, these things would be a non-issue. That's okay. We can still go further.
Yeah, a little longer, yeah. But it's a hard thing. I see it a lot. People are depressed. People are anxiety. People are unhealthy.
Life.
Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Prospero año y felicidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Romero, año y felicidad. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Well, Feliz Navidad.
Merry Christmas.
How do you know?
That's a famous Christmas song. Anyway, back to this. Yeah, so it's... I don't know. People have to make the decision if they want to wake up and not fall prey to these societal pressures. Family pressures, pressure from friends, pressures from people who are already going through it and are not very happy. As we know, misery loves company.
They have to, yeah. And I see it all the time when I go up to the pubs. It's just dreadfully awful.
Yeah, I've seen that past with girls. If she's enjoying her life, going to school, not having kids, and then the girls who have kids ask her, when you have kids? She's like, I don't want kids. So it's a question that...
Yeah, they want to know when kids.
I was like, I don't want kids. I don't know, I said we should go around to everyone. So, why did you have kids? Why did you have kids? Put it, post it that way, because it's actually kind of rude asking you about it.
Well, parents ask each other that question. They never, ever, ask me sorts of thing.
Well, look at you. They're going to ask you. You're like, I don't care.
Well, not many blokes are asking it either. And there's two blokes I met. They're talking about their kids. And,
meow,
I mean... It's song was just for him. No, I cannot say. He's a good lad.
But anyway. So just, you know, just do what you want. Be aware. Don't just be, you know, blind sheep just going along with life. Because your life, you wake up in the mirror. You'll wake up and open your eyes in the mirror and 20 years later and you're like, what happened to my life? You know, so.
Well, worst case, you know, scenario, you just, you know, just hop in the title. And
I was there last week in the TARDIS.
Just keep making some Canadian bacon.
I don't eat Canadian bacon, but I knit, and then I help take care of the animals.
Yeah. Oh, that's so sweet. You're such a sweetie. So sweet.
Can I do a little plug while you're doing your chat?
Plug?
If you're looking to adopt Kitty.
Yeah.
Or if you're looking to sponsor.
Sponsor Kitty.
Or if you're looking for a company you want to sponsor, looking to actually sponsor your time, check out Vokra, vokra.ca, V-O-K-R-A. That's the corporate key.
Now, I'm going. Yeah.
Okay, now what are you going to do?
Are you a good person?
I am.
Do you enjoy life?
I do.
Are you looking to share your thing? Well, there is a simple solution. Sponsor a loving animal who needs a beautiful home, a wonderful family, and just join the community to create this. So, well, VOKRA, which means the Vancouver
Orphan
Kitten Rescue Site, and simply rescue a pussy, nice pussy cat.
Or you can be a foster parent.
Yeah, he can purr, the kitten can purr and laugh. He can hold love every day. Just imagine looking down beautiful eyes. Kitty just purring, meow, meow. And Kitty says, feed me. And Kitty also says, I love you.
Mm-hmm.
And the hours of endless love take for a new life, a new journey to places. Well, then you go to bed. See, follows you to bed.
Our mascot is busy.
What's going? Looking for money.
In a box.
Oh. Okay, so. Sure.
He's also a vocal cat.
He's a vocal cat. Thankful. Very, very smart.
He's a little smelly.
He's even smarter than the co-host. Oh, I'm sorry. I did not see you there. You know, I'm just joking. Remember, Vokra, which is
Vancouver Orphan Kitten Rescue.
Vancouver Orphan Kitten Rescue Society. Vokra.com. Vokra.ca. You can make a difference. The life beautiful animal. On that note, I shall turn it back to the beautiful, lovely co-host. How was that?
Not bad.
Well, if we play it back afterwards, I want to see. You always say I'm the radio.
We're still recording.
Yeah. You say I'm the radio guy, but we'll see.
Alright, so that's it for today. We have a quick show. We'll...
Why so quick? I was going to have a...
It's getting late. Other things to do.
It's just 9.
Get ready for tomorrow, you know, the dinner.
The dinner. Oh, we must... our best sponsor. He gets upset if we don't play his commercial.
Have you been stopped at the U.S. border? If so, we can help. Been denied entry to the USA? If so, we can help. Criminal record? We can help you get a pardon. Call 1-888-908-3841 and ask us to solve your USA entry problem.
Oh, there he's happy.
Yeah.
So, you have a few more things. Oh, I must put you on hold for a quick moment.
We're sorry. All attendants are still busy. Please continue to hold. Your call will be answered by the next available attendant. Thank you for your patience.
Thank you for calling. The number you called is currently busy. Please remain on the line and your call will be answered in the order received.
Oh, okay, we're back. So, I guess we can end for the day.
Yes, everyone have a nice long weekend and gobble.
Unless someone wants to ring us a bell. What's the 5-1? The number's gone.
No, it's gone. You can just message us in the chat room or you can find us on our website. Second, which is number 2, ND, Second Chance Transformation Hypnotherapy.com, or our sister business, Noah's Ark Hypnotherapy.com.
F2ND.
Yeah, 2ND.
2ND.
All right, till next week. Have a nice week and nice turkey and potatoes.
But the show was so slow. It was so short today.
That's all right. We were kind of testing the mic and it's kind of later than we thought, so.
We apologize. It's just the fact that we've been so busy over the past few weeks. So many people. We have so many people that have
big wait list.
Through. We now have the list for 2015, starting January 2015.
I'm already booking up the first week of January.
Yeah, we're already 3 months booked out.
So
between the people here and the ones who come over from Mother England, we are so, so busy. I'm going to Mother England, possibly February, sort of, you know, affairs there. Oh, it's great to see all the lads. What's the pussy? Oh, he's up there. Oh, okay.
Nice. All right, so we're signing off, so have a great week.
Sign off, have a great week.
And a good night.
And that too.
Join us next time for another exciting episode of the Second Chance Lifestyle Show, where we will continue to discuss the issues that are important to you and only you, no one else. Check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/Second Chance Transformation Hypnotherapy, or check out our website at secondchancetransformationhypnotherapy.com. That's 2ND Chance. Or send us a tweet at Second Chance Hypno. So until next time, have an excellent life-changing week. And in the words of my Vulcan colleague, live long and prosper.